Examine some of these questions together. And, you know, me, I'm a foundation man. Okay, I don't go out there weird off in right field or way off in left field. Just stay right here with the foundation sort of thing. And I'm still trying to get those right. You gotta get the foundation right, don't you, brother David?
Oh, yeah.
Don't want that cave fall in on you, do you? You want those foundations to be right. But I was thinking about the kingdom of God, which, you know, we've been doing a lot of thinking about lately. And the people would come to Jesus. Jesus went, and of course he preached the good news of the kingdom of God. He preached the good news of the kingdom of God. And of course that good news was, it's here. The Messiah's here. I'm here. You know. And that's the good news. All right? But the people would come to him on occasion, and they were really concerned about eternal life. Mm-hmm. Now this is not a new thing. Everybody's been concerned about what happens after you die, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to live forever. You know? So, I mean, this is something deep within our hearts. You know, that's the thing, one big thing on our minds, more than anything else. Wow, I want to live forever. What happens to me after I leave this earth? You know? And so, on occasion, people would come to Jesus and say, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What must I do? And Jesus said some interesting things. He said, well, let's see. The law and the prophets. What about them? Mm-hmm. What do you understand? What did they say about eternal life? You know. And you remember the teacher, he came to Jesus and he said, well, you know, the greatest commandment, you know, he says, is love the Lord thy God with, come on, help me out.
All of your heart.
All of your heart.
I'm
sorry?
And love others as yourself.
Uh-huh. When you love all your heart and all your
soul
mind,
strength,
okay, all these things, okay? So, you know, you reminded Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me,
mm-hmm.
bless his holy name,
Amen.
Right? Mm-hmm. Psalm 103, all that is within me, all my strength and all my mind and all heart and everything about me, you know. Just bless the Lord. Love the Lord. All right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't fulfill that scripture without Jesus.
Amen.
Whoa.
There's no way you could love the Lord.
Whoa.
Whoa. All right.
There.
Jesus in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. That's the only way you can live it.
Yeah, listen to that.
Well,
that.
He fulfilled it.
That's right.
He did. So, that's what he said. And the second command is likened to it. Right? As you were saying, love your neighbor as yourself, right? But this is good. Wow, this is, here's the law summed up in two commandments. And Jesus says, this is good. Do this and you'll live.
Mm-hmm.
This is in Luke 15, by the way, y'all. Anybody on the tape is wanting to know where this is.
Mm-hmm.
He says, do this and you will live. And of course, the guy comes back, oh, that was not Luke 15. This is something else. But he says, well, then who is my neighbor? And of course, he tells the parable of the Good Samaritan, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I got to think about the law. And in fact, if you look in there, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says something very interesting to me. And it's puzzled me. And it's still puzzled. And he says, well, let me get it for you. You can look in Matthew 5, and this is where it is. It's really, I still puzzle about this today. It's not something that just, it goes away, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's always with me, and it's all about our relationship to the law in what? The new covenant.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going, well, what is that relationship? Because Jesus, he pretty much taught the law, you know. And so, let's see what he says here. Oh, yeah. Verse 19. Matthew 5, verse 19. Let's go back up to 17. That would be good. So Jesus says in verse 17 of Matthew 5, he says, think not that I am come to destroy the law. are the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. That might be a key phrase there, huh? And then in verse 19, he says, whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. Mm-hmm. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Mm-hmm. And then he goes on, talks about some other things. So, you know, that's kind of interesting. You say, wait a minute now, are we under the law or not? but we're supposed to be teaching. What are we supposed to be teaching? We're not supposed to teach people to break the commandments. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because we don't want to be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. Mm-hmm. All right? But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. I mean, that's pretty straightforward, right? Mm-hmm. So, if you think of the law and the prophets then as being summed up in those two commandments, love God, mm-hmm. love one another, as you love yourself. Mm-hmm. We can do that. Yeah. We ought to go around teaching people that, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, even in the New Covenant, gosh, you know, I'll be teaching that, right? But then, Jesus throws a curveball at me, Brother David. Mm-hmm. Rocking along, and then suddenly I get to this verse. And he says, got something new for you. Got something new for you. Those two commandments, I see need to add one more to it. Or is this replacement? I don't know. The new commandment is this. Jesus told his disciples, this is over in John 14 through 16. Okay, it actually starts in 13. He says it several times, so that's why I'm not giving one chapter, okay? But he says, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, like I have loved you.
Well,
like I have loved you.
Mm-hmm. And give it a big twist on me.
And it seems that Jesus has put his finger on that one spot, the sore for us. Ooh, that was a sore spot. You know, sometimes somebody put their finger right on that sore spot. Wow, you know, we can love each other as we love ourselves.
Yeah.
But he seemed to be speaking to this generation because so many people in this generation don't love themselves. Mm-hmm. Do they?
No.
Y'all know about this. Mm-hmm. Work with these people, you know. They look at themselves and they say, I don't love myself. I don't love myself. I judge myself because I know what is right and I'm not doing what is right. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a very good person. I don't love myself too much. So Jesus had to give us a new commandment. He kind of anticipated that. Mm-hmm. He said, a new commandment I give, love one another as I have loved you. Whoa, that's different. That's different. That stretches us. Mm-hmm. Sister Mary talked about being stretched. That stretches us. Mm-hmm. That stretches us. Now, whoa, we've got to figure out, I can't just do it based on my own experience, mm-hmm. on my own thinking, mm-hmm. you know. Like Sister Mary said, you know, it is, I got to have the Holy Spirit to help me. Mm-hmm. I got to have the Holy Spirit to help me.
To do it that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't, I cannot love someone else the way Jesus loves me. Mm-hmm. That's a tall order, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And if I'm going to fulfill that order, I'm going to have something beyond myself.
Amen. Amen. You see? Amen.
I gotta have the Holy Spirit within me. Oh, come on, Holy Spirit, give me some help here. I'm in over my head.
That's where praying in the Spirit helps a lot.
Yeah.
Helps us transform.
And if you keep it up every day when those incidents happen, it just automatically just falls off of you. But if you hadn't really been like you're supposed to be, you've done your daily stuff, but not like you're supposed to. It's like being just Mary, and I don't like it. I like supernatural Mary.
Yeah.
But you're going to respond. Maybe the one time, if you're prayed up enough, you'll respond, it won't even bother you. And then if you're kind of leaked a little bit, you'll respond in your head, but you won't do it with actions. But if you kind of let it drain, you're going to respond with actions. So it's important.
You're going to react, aren't you?
Yes, you're going to react without even thinking.
Yeah. Well, that's really true. And it's just...
Just because he's in there doesn't mean he automatically comes out. Mm-hmm. You've got to be in mind.
I'm reminded what Sister Mary said earlier about pressing in.
Yes.
Pressing in.
So
apart. If I want to understand these verses, how they all fit together, I get this verse over here, this verse over here, this verse over here, and I'm lining them all up and I'm going, how is this? How can I teach this? How can I be called not least in the kingdom of heaven? I'm going to have to do some pressing in, as she said.
Mm-hmm.
Pressing in. And when she said that, when she talked about pressing in, I thought of two things. Okay? When you're pressing in, what does that relate to? Two things. All right? So let's see. Pressing in. Pressing in is something I do with force.
Mm-hmm.
Press.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to press. Right?
Yeah.
That's forceful, right?
Amen.
Right?
Circumstances, situation.
Amen.
For what? Until the time of John, what? The kingdom of heaven has been, come on, help me out.
Suffers violence.
Suffer
violence.
Suffer
violence. Uh-huh. Take it not by force.
And violent people take it by force. They press in.
Mm-hmm.
They press in. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They push.
Yeah.
They push.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, here you go. We'll do it. They push. He's ready. I like that. He's ready.
He's got muscles
and
all that work.
Yeah, And I like that. You gotta push.
Yeah.
What do you push against? You push against resistance, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You push against resistance.
Mm-hmm.
If I do this, there's no resistance, is there? No. I get over here, man, I got some resistance. He's pushing back, right? Well, who's pushing back on us when we want to press in and learn about
the enemy.
The Lord's Supper.
Yeah.
Not just so much the enemy and the flesh.
Yeah.
See,
that's
two
verse?
Wars.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That we only talk about the war in Ephesians 6. Yeah. Against demonic and principality.
That's right.
But Galatians talk about the war against the flesh
and
the spirit.
That's right. Well, that's good. I like it. That's good. It's another thing that you got to know about pressing, though. All right? If I go over here and I press, I didn't do anything, did I? I didn't make any progress, did I? Pressing is good. But sometimes when you press against that resistance, you don't get anywhere. Well, what do you do when you don't get anywhere and you press against the resistance? You get persistent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Don't give up.
Press with persistence.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I get over here, and I'm going to do this. Yeah. I'm over here before. But you press with persistence, and you keep pressing and pressing until you make a way.
Yeah.
Until you get some revelation.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Until you get some spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Peace.
Until you defeat that flesh.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And that evil spirit. Sometimes you get away with the evil spirits a lot quicker than you can the flesh, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
You get rid of everything. Well, I got it. No. You got some flesh you got to press against, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's with you always.
Yeah. Because this is the one right here,
Mm-hmm.
All right. I mean, you can have all your demons cast out of you, but you still got your flesh with you.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to do what? You have to take it to the cross. Take up that cross daily and follow it.
Amen.
And some of this we'll get when you teach on Lord's Supper, right? Because, I don't know, you know, there's a lot of interpretations, applications of Lord's Supper, but Jesus told the crowd. He said, you know, they kept coming to him, they wanted food. Because he had fed them a couple of fish, fish and bread, and they want to come back for it, you know? Oh, well, it's been really good fish and bread, but anyway. They come back, and Jesus got upset with them because you're coming here after physical food. And what you ought to be coming here for is the spiritual food.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
You need to eat my flesh. You need to drink my blood. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you ought to be pressing to get. That's what you ought to be pressing to get. My flesh and my blood. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is life indeed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And spiritual.
The flesh, the flesh is the word, right? The truth.
Mm-hmm.
And the, what's the liquid? The spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit. The life and the doctrine. Life and the doctrine.
Mm.
Doctrine and the life. Doctrine and the life. You can't separate them.
Mm-hmm.
You can't separate them. You can't just be a word man. You got to be a spirit woman.
Yes.
You can't just be a word man. You got to be a spirit woman too. Okay? You got to be both.
Amen.
Right? Mm-hmm. You can't just say, well, I'm going to let the women be the spirit and I'm going to be the man. No, you can't do that. We need both.
Amen.
We need the word and the spirit.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And they go together. You can't separate them. They're all together. Because he is the spirit of truth, and he will teach you all things.
Yeah.
Remind you.
Oh, that's good.
I better stop on that. I don't think I can stop that. Thank you, brother.
Woo, that's a good place for stopping.
They just came and started teaching it. And that was God.
Glory, glory. Miss Ann, can you come in here too? We got something we need to say to you.